Welcome into Rock's Comic Conversations debut episode. That's right, episode number one. It is Wednesday, August the 3rd, new comic book day. I'm Rock, and I'm being joined right now by two of my favorite people that I work with, Beefcake and Braga.
Man, it took doing a podcast to get a compliment from him. That's nice.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I say you're my favorite ginger every day of the week, bro.
That's our word. You can't use it.
I'm taking it back.
Since this is episode one, should people go ahead and bag and board this episode?
This is mint on card right here.
Yeah, it's going to be vintage. A collector's edition. Yeah.
I get it. That's a comic reference, right?
Yes. Yes. Job, well played.
Good job, guys.
Let's talk SDCC. We are about 10 days post San Diego Comic-Con. We've all seen the trailers by now. What are some of your guys' favorite takeaways from San Diego Comic-Con? Beef, start with you, man.
I'm going to go Wonder Woman all the way, 10 out of 10, fully erect, ready to go.
How dope was it to see Wonder Woman sliding in on that shield, just taking out everybody?
Yeah, it's something about her fighting with a sword, man. It's so cool.
Gal
Gadot. It's just so cool.
Yeah.
I got to say, man, like, I'm excited for this movie. I'm a little concerned. Chris Pine is the dude who's in it, the guy from Star Trek, right? I'm a little concerned by that trailer because it makes it seem like Wonder Woman is going to rely on Chris Pine's character emotionally at some point in the movie. And that kind of goes against what Wonder Woman's supposed to be, right?
Well,
like Wonder Woman's supposed to be this like strong, independent Amazonian woman who takes on anything, doesn't need a man to do it. And they're kind of setting it up to need Chris Pine emotionally to be able to get through this story. And I'm not really excited about that aspect of it at all.
But to be fair, he is playing Steve Trevor, which is her, that's her bae in the comics. You know what I mean?
So, that's her bae.
That's her bae. That's her boo.
Dude.
I'm just saying.
But at one point in the trailer, doesn't she say, like, I don't need your permission.
She does say that.
I don't need anything.
Because she's
a
boss.
She does say that.
Yeah, she is a boss.
I am excited about the movie, though. Like, don't get me wrong. Trailer is really good, too.
Super good.
Yeah. I was more excited about the Justice League trailer.
Yes!
But...
Disagree.
Does it do it for you?
And by the way, I don't even think that was really a trailer. Like,
no.
They even said as much. Like, they're just preparing this for the Comic-Con audience just so they can show something. So I don't know if a lot of that stuff is actually going to be in the movie or not, but I'm excited.
And I think the only reason we saw that footage from Justice League was strictly because we had already, for a couple of weeks prior, had the reporters who were able to tour the set of Justice League describe those scenes that they ended up showing in comic. So we technically already knew about them. We just saw them on screen.
Yeah, it's not like they had to reveal anything new.
Correct.
Yeah. But, I mean, seeing Jason Momoa out there in full regalia and just being a badass.
Super tough.
Because normally Aquaman is just not anything to write home about.
He's a bitch.
He is. He is a little bit of I can control fish.
Me and dolphins, we swim together.
Yeah, we're both mammals and we just kick it.
I feel like every time somebody from DC talks about Aquaman, they're always justifying the fact that Aquaman is a character in this movie.
Aquaman's
like,
trying to do
no, seriously, you guys,
too.
He's really cool.
Yes.
No, seriously.
And the closing line does that, where you've got Ben Affleck's Bruce Wayne just taking the ultimate shot at Aquaman's entire history. Arthur Curry, I've heard you talk to fish. It's like, shots fired, bro.
Like,
that's a microaggression.
That's like the end of list, by the way.
Absolutely.
Your powers.
And I also, not too big of a fan of how they're using Batman to go out and bring everybody together. And I get that they have to because of how they ended Batman versus Superman. Yeah. But that to me is a faux pas because in the comics, Batman is always the one who tries to kind of distance himself from the Justice League. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He is not.
Yes.
He would have been the guy that somebody would have came to him and be like, we need you to join the league. And he's like, I can't. I'm Batman.
Like, there's a reason in the comics he prepares all those suits and stuff like that to battle them is because he doesn't trust any of them. Like, that's Batman in the Justice League.
Correct.
He doesn't trust any of the members of the Justice League, even Wonder Woman.
And that's just his life in general,
constantly
full of distrust.
That's Batman.
Yeah. So to have him be the guy that kind of tries to piece it all together... Don't know that that's going to work as well as maybe the studio thinks.
It's not as efficient as having Superman go do it. Because Superman is just like, one place, next place.
Super efficient.
All right, 15 minutes, I got the team assembled. Like, I don't know what you were doing, Bruce.
We still got an hour and 45 minutes to kill.
You're
what's
still
happening?
Sitting there programming your computer, nerd.
I would love it if, too, and I'm kind of a bit disappointed. We didn't see, at least to my knowledge, and I've watched it a couple of times now in that Justice League trailer, didn't really see any Alfred. And I thought he was one of the greatest parts of Batman vs. Superman.
Dude, Jeremy Irons.
He'll be in it. He'll be in it. And they're going to have Commissioner Gordon, too.
Absolutely.
So
I cannot wait to see what he looks like, J.K. Simmons.
Holy
all
cow, man.
Jacked up. Yeah. As Commissioner Gordon.
Apparently, like, I was reading an interview about that. Apparently, he's just that jacked all the time.
Yes.
Like, they just happened to take a picture of it.
Correct. He was saying the reason that got him into that weight loss was he would see himself in older movies and older commercials and saw how doughy he had become. And he was like, that's got to change immediately.
I look like a DC fan. Please look at me.
Just how he is now.
Shots fired. Beef with the microaggressions.
That's a macro.
Yeah, yeah. It's a macro. Get it right, boy.
I was going to ask you guys about Flash, too.
Flash Season 3 trailer is out and about.
Well, wait. How about Flash and Justice League trailer first? Thoughts on Ezra Miller? Yeah?
I like Ezra Miller as Barry Allen. I am not a fan of the Flash suit, and I get that they're trying to take style points from Injustice, but Injustice is a completely different setting for where this universe is. So I don't think the suit works.
It feels like they're taking his intelligence and the way he creates things as a scientist and stuff like that and trying to incorporate that into the suit in like a mechanical way where I don't know if it really works either. But, you know, it's not like we've seen the movie yet, so it could be there could be a really good explanation in the actual movie for why they did it that way. But, yeah, again, I think Ezra Miller's going to be really good.
And there's rumors, too, that it's actually built with Wayne Tech. There was a lot of the behind-the-scenes reports that came out from, like, Collider and Birth Movies Death, stuff like that, Joe Blow, that they're folks that got to do that tour of the Justice League set made note that a lot of the pieces, because Flash suit is more of an Iron Man suit, and they've got Wayne Tech logos on it.
Oh, that would like, make a little bit of sense.
Yeah, so with the trailer, like Bruce Wayne introduces himself, it's like, hey, I can make your suit better.
Correct. Okay. It very much to me, that scene, that moment felt like it was completely done after Zack Snyder had watched Captain America Civil War and saw Tony Stark show up and meet Peter Parker. Am I the only one that got that vibe?
Sure.
Okay, I can see that, yeah.
It totally feels like a duplicate.
It's basically the same thing, just without What's-Her-Face in it.
Yes.
I can't remember
like, okay, well, when you're done wanting to wear just pajamas around all the time, you can come holler at us over at Wayne Tech, and we'll get you set up right.
If he ain't going to have a Cisco, he might as well have Bruce Wayne, right?
Right.
And I love Cisco.
And I assume Alfred's helping with that suit, too.
Probably.
Yeah, the way he was working on the bat suit.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Flash Season 3, absolutely love Cisco. Can't wait to see what he does. How do you feel about, and I know, Beef, you're not necessarily up to speed on any of the CW DC shows, which is a shame.
No.
Feel free to tell us why, Beef.
They look hokey like...
It's the Shirtless Boys Network, Beef!
Is it?
That's what the CW stands for. It's spelled funny.
Dude, it looks like Smallville or like...
You don't watch Pretty Little Liars, man?
No.
That's a different channel, isn't
it? That is a different channel.
My bad. I think that's ABC Family or something.
Oh, no.
Which, by the way, the fact that I couldn't tell those things apart, that tells you a whole bunch about the CW, too. Yeah. So.
From the network that brought you Dawson's Creek.
Which I love, man. Give me a five-pack of Swishers rolled up, man, and put Joey and Pacey and their behaviors on my television screen. I'm watching all day, bro. I need to see what's happening with Jen and Jack.
What is wrong
Dawson's
with your life?
Such a
You're
bitch.
Sitting around getting high at home just watching Dawson's Creek and having all the feels.
Bro, I've been doing that for 20 years. Dawson's Creek,
you know
getting
what?
High.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah, that's his release, man. He goes home and smokes Swishers and watches Dawson's Creek.
Some people go out and shoot guns. Some people go out and, you know, they party.
Not this guy.
Nope. Just chilling at home in the recliner.
Flash Season 3 looks incredible. So does Arrow Season 5, which to me was awesome because Arrow Season 4, utter trash. Half of Season 3, utter trash.
The worst. Like Season 4 of Arrow was like basically unwatchable, and yet I watched the whole thing. So, I mean.
And I told you, I tapped out on Arrow Season 4, Episode 15. There was still 8 more episodes left.
Terrible. Am I allowed to like say what happens at the end of the season?
Absolutely.
All right, so you have Damian Dark, like one of the biggest characters in the lexicon, essentially.
Yes.
Biggest bad guys. And how does Arrow defeat him? By a, like, essentially warrior-style gang war in the middle of a street, and he, like, shoves an arrow through him. Like, they're basically punching each other. Damian Dark.
Terrible way to end it.
Give me a break.
Terrible.
That's why did I just waste all of this time in my life watching this season for this payout? And by the way, like the whole season itself was just Elicity, which nobody wants to watch anyways.
And I am very thankful for the fact that we are getting Flashpoint because now we can forget that god-awful season
Jesus
for Arrow,
Christ.
Hopefully.
And like a story I saw last week, I think it said, Felicity teases that she's going to have a new boyfriend in this season. Oh my God, like just... can I just go jump off the Ferry Street Bridge now? Like, why would anybody want to watch that? Like, that's the worst part of the last two seasons of Arrow. And they're going to feature it heavily on the next season? Like, they're literally not listening to fans.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit. They're not even trying.
No. I could concur.
You gotta admit, though, the natural state of fans of any sort of...
Is to complain?
Is to just bitch about stuff. Like, one person bitches about one thing, the other half of the body bitches about the exact opposite. It's tough to get all those fan complaints in line to get something real good.
I hear you. I feel like, though, in this particular case, nobody likes Felicity.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Or Felicity in general. Like, that is a character that needs to not exist anymore.
Isn't that a show already on the CW?
That's a good point.
It was. When
he was watching Dawson's
Creek. Yeah, bro. Carrie Russell. Same,
yeah, is it Carrie Russell,
no,
too?
No, I wish it was. She's so hot on The Americans.
Dude,
she aged very well.
Where's the continuity, CW?
Yeah, right? What are they doing?
Get it together. And while you're at it, bring us back to Wayne's Brothers. And the Jamie Foxx show, please.
Okay,
and thank
the Jamie
you.
Foxx show, yeah.
Silver lit.
Yeah. Wayne
especially Fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy was bad. Say, baby, how you doing? Speaking of CW and DC TV shows, we've got Legends of Tomorrow. I think I'm the only fan of that show in the room.
No, I watched all of it. I love it. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Absolutely love it. Yeah. No, that's like easily, like, I would probably put that a close second to Flash in terms of CW shows. I loved that season.
As would I.
Especially the way it ended.
Yeah.
That was great.
Especially having Our Man show up at the end. And that segues to Justice Society of America.
Yes, sir.
And Mark Guggenheim, about 2 hours ago, actually revealed the Justice Society of America logo that the Legends of Tomorrow show will be using. What do you think?
I can dig it. I'm looking at it right now. It's old school.
It's pretty dope, man.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Very vintage.
Yes, it is.
I like what they're doing. I was a huge fan, if any of you watch Smallville, I was a huge fan of the Justice Society of America storyline that they did season 7, I want to say, maybe season 8.
Yeah, it looks good.
I like it.
Is that when the Lane girl turned into a witch? Is that when that happened?
It was around the same season, yeah?
Yes.
Same season?
Yes.
Beef with the Smallville knowledge.
I'm so pleased I remembered that.
Dynamite dropping.
I thought it would just sink into a layer of resin in my brain, but it didn't.
Real quickly, one trailer we did not touch on, technically two trailers we did not touch on from SDCC. Want to hit them real briefly. Lego Batman, what y'all think? I love it.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, I love the Lego movie. I'm on board.
All right. Will Arnett is going to be phenomenal.
100%, dude.
Yeah.
Just please, more Lego movies.
Last but not least.
By the way, the video games are the best. Like, I love the Lego video games. Like, they're really fun. Like,
they are.
Those you play them on DS?
No, like my Xbox. I played the Lego Harry Potter games, Lego Lord of the Rings, Lego Hobbit.
They just
all that
dropped
stuff.
A Lego Justice League one, didn't they?
My daughter plays the Lego Star Wars, the complete saga. She plays that thing all the time, man.
That's dope.
Yes, it is.
That's super dope. Get her started real soon with the nerdy behavior.
Yes.
Excellent parenting. Blair Witch is back. Who was a fan of the Blair Witch Project? I was. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So original. And I was actually on the bait, hook, line, and sinker. Did not know that was a fake film until the end credits rolled. I went to the midnight premiere screening. Did not know until at the very end where they're rolling credits and they're like, by the way, this is all BS.
What?
Yeah, I was totally, I was maybe 14 or 15 when I saw it, and I was, man, I was so into it. I was like, oh my God, how did they find this footage?
See, I think that the Blair Witch Project was something that had its time and place, and it needed that like plausible, you know, possibly this really happened. And I mean, it originally came out in what, like 1998?
99.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's infancy of the internet in some ways. So you don't have people out there just destroying the movie. You don't have people who are just out there spoiling it for everyone. You have some innocence still. And then the original Blair Witch Project could kind of prey on that. But now you don't really have that. I mean, you don't have that, oh my God, is this real factor? Now it's like everything is absolutely fake. So
correct.
How could this movie really blow people away?
Do you guys see the sequel?
I did. It was terrible. Yeah, it was Book
really
of
bad.
Shadows?
That's really bad.
Yeah, so like straight to DVD.
Yeah, bro. Man. Really I worked bad. At Blockbuster at the time, and I had to actually try to recommend that movie to people. One of the worst parts of that job was having to recommend terrible movies.
I saw that in the theater.
Never
get that money back.
Yeah, no, that's man. Gone.
But this new one looks dope.
So good.
It looks legitimately scary. Like
so good.
I know, and it's surprising because they're essentially reusing all the old stuff. Like all the old tricks they did in the first one, but they essentially upgraded them. It actually looks scary.
It looks really, really good. If you have not checked out the Blair Witch trailer, stop what you're doing. Pause us. Go check that out and thank us later.
Turn on all the lights, by the way.
Yeah,
you
man.
You got to get in the right mood so you just scare the crap out of yourself.
Fun fact. When we went and saw that movie, it was me, my older brother, and a couple of our friends from high school, and we literally all went to the midnight screening, and they lived on a piece of the Pine Barrens in New Jersey. They had a nice little decent piece of property, and the theater was on the other side of this wilderness.
Nice.
So after we watched the movie, coming out of the midnight showing, it's like 2 in the morning, we're like, F it. Passing a joint around. You guys trying to walk back to the crib instead of drive? Yeah, we got our car right here in the parking lot. Let's walk back through the woods and see what happens.
Walking?
Yeah, bro. And we did.
Anyways.
And it was the most scary experience I ever had in life.
You got some sort of death wish, dude.
And that's what it was about. It was just like trying to get that scare, that thrill, and it was achieved. Walking through the woods, the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, smoking a joint at 2 in the morning with like 3 other dudes. It was crazy, bro.
I saw that movie in Sun River. So like my family's like on a vacation in Eastern Oregon, and we're like, hey, we're bored. Let's go watch a movie. So we watched The Blair Witch Project, and then, you know, Sun River's like the woods, basically. And so we're like driving home, and then we turn down like the dark driveway that goes to the cabin that we rented.
Nice!
It was a bad move.
See, I think that's the mark of a good movie, though, is when it can really affect your life later on. Like, any scary movie can make you scared at the time.
Yeah.
Can, you know, freak you out with some quick cut or something like that. But when you have lingering dreams and thoughts of it later on, that's when you know it bored a nice hole into your brain and made it home.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Let's talk about Suicide Squad, the elephant in the room. That comes out tomorrow, and we will do a spoiler and spoiler-free review of Suicide Squad tomorrow.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that.
What is your prognosis, gentlemen, on the reviews real quickly? I know personally myself, I think the fix is in against DC when it comes to reviewers. I think very early on, as I mentioned to a couple of different people, Marvel needed desperate help when they launched their cinematic universe. There are Marvel fanboys out there who were legitimately pissed that Iron Man was the individual that they chose to birth their universe on, to be their tentpole. There was legitimate...
Because he's not Captain America?
Correct. People thought it should have been Captain America. And this was before people even really knew that Sony owned Spider-Man, and there was no way Marvel would be able... People thought they should relaunch Spider-Man and make him the tentpole. Never happened. So I think because of the fact that Marvel was nervous early on with Iron Man, they may have solicited some reviewers to show them some love. Yeah. And because of that, and it being successful once, those reviewers have continued those similar practices. Hey, guys, you want a real good review on Rotten Tomatoes and make DC look a little bad? Just shoot me some money. There's no illegal actions about it.
I think it's just improper. That's an exchange of favors. Right.
Correct.
There.
Payola, isn't that the word for it?
Well, it would be in our industry.
Mm-hmm. It's not payola because there's probably not money that it's exchanged.
As far as we know.
But they're like, if you want more access, you're going to need to give us, you know, a halfway decent review or at least give it a fighting chance out there in the theater. But that's that,
and we'll put your quote on the box or whatever.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. And that's also not to diminish the efforts of Robert Downey Jr. because he is
fantastic.
Fantastic, yes. Agree. A charming individual who has carried three lackluster movies on his shoulders and made them much better. If there was anyone but Robert Downey Jr. in there as Iron Man, I don't think you even have a fighting chance.
I think the Marvel movies better than the Marvel comics, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And that shows on Marvel's end, too. When it comes, walk into a comic book store, bro, and tell me how many Marvel comics you're picking up. Probably none, because they have lost all desire to...
No, people are buying Batman books.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because DC is winning, especially with Rebirth, as good as that is, man.
And it goes to the Disney MO also, just like John Lasseter did back in the day.
Yeah.
When he's all about getting intellectual property that he thinks has a lot of value. So for Disney to take something like Marvel, and I remember when they first bought Marvel, like how how crazy it was to think that they bought an entire swath of like of people's childhood, basically. And that was the best thing they could have done. I mean, that's intellectual property that people already are so attached to.
Yes.
And to take that and to do it right, as I think Disney can, it was not just their obligation, but yeah, okay, just their obligation. That was their obligation to people to not screw it up.
Did it with the Miyazaki movies too, man.
Great point.
Yeah, so. And we should say right before we get into it more, like it has a 35% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Which is better than what BVS was, yeah. But still.
And we love that movie. So we saw those terrible reviews going into Batman versus Superman, and we're like, okay, I'm not, like, that sucks. I'm still going to watch this movie.
Yes.
And so I go into the movie, and I'm like, well, I hope this doesn't suck. And it didn't.
No, exactly.
It's a great movie. I love that. I watched that movie last night. I watched it, the unlimited edition, last night. It's still great. I've watched it like 4 times.
And to me, I kind of like some of the negative reviews because it allows me to temper my expectations because me being the DC fanboy I am, I go into this thing thinking, oh my God, this will be the greatest piece of cinematography ever graced a silver screen.
Certainly.
Especially Suicide Squad, right? Because it had the best trailers in the history of film.
Absolutely. Yeah. The ad campaign, ridiculous. But the reviews have been less than kind from the critics, yet the audience seems to love it, which is a great sign because I think we'll all have a very enjoyable time watching Suicide Squad.
I think if you go into it thinking that you're going to get, a 7 out of 10 and you end up with an 8 out of 10,
totally.
You're stoked.
Yes.
You're absolutely stoked.
Well, I mean, in the end, we're watching Harley Quinn on film for the first time ever.
That's a good point.
And it's Margot Robbie. Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't understand how that could possibly be bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she has a lot of charm too. It's easy to like Margot Robbie.
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing in all the reviews too. Even the negative ones are like, she is absolutely fantastic in this. So good.
Much like Gal Gadot was the shining light from critics when it came to BVS, everybody absolutely praised her as Wonder Woman.
Right.
And a lot of,
not as much as Affleck, because Affleck was the bomb.
Oh.
Especially in Phantoms.
I hate you. I was about to say especially. I hate you, bro.
Gotcha, bitch.
Affleck's the bomb in Phantoms.
T-ball.
Gotcha. Yeah,
that's T-ball, guys. You're welcome.
The thing that caught my attention the most in these reviews really had more to do with Will Smith's performance. Allegedly, he is back to being the Will Smith of old, the Independence Day Will Smith, where he was out there shooting up things left and right and cracking jokes, like just being a fun action star. And that, to me, is awesome. Will Smith has not been good for a long time when it comes to movies.
Yeah, that's kind of his sweet spot. That's kind of his sweet spot right there.
He's, in terms of people who read comics and stuff, he's doing a pretty sacred character here, too.
Very much so.
The risk-reward is pretty big for him here in terms of, like, us comic book fans. Like, if he messes up Deadshot, basically hate Will Smith forever.
I have a question for you guys that's related to this. As someone who's not familiar with Suicide Squad, like my DC knowledge ends at right about the Batman animated series.
All right.
So for me, I'm going in with zero expectations of many of these characters, and I'm being introduced to them for the first time, like Sorceress and like
Enchantress.
And Homeboy that can blow all the fire, and like I know about Killer Croc because he was in the series. But do you think that's a good thing for me or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing because this Suicide Squad we will be seeing in the film is not the Suicide Squad from the comics.
Yeah, it's not. Like, the Killer Croc is not in Suicide Squad.
No.
Like, ever. He's a Batman villain.
Absolutely.
Kind of, period.
Yeah.
It actually kind of ends up being a good guy, kind of, but, that's... That's a whole other story. So, like, that Diablo guy is in the books.
Especially New 52, as you and I have discussed.
Yeah. I think it's going to be good for you. I know the first part of the movie, like, essentially the first, like, 45 minutes of this movie is them, Viola Davis, like, narrating, talking about each character's background.
Yeah.
And so I think that's going to be, like, really good for you.
See,
not
that's
having
the good stuff. I want a good amount of character development and character setup followed by, a payoff of them all working together. And that,
right.
And if they can do that, then I'm fine. I get my B+ out of the movie, and I walk away a happy camper.
I think you'll be thoroughly impressed because a lot of people will not have knowledge about a lot. Harley is probably, aside from Joker and Batman, probably the only characters non-comic readers will know going into this movie.
Word. That's a good thing, I think.
And I think that was done by design, specifically that way David Ayer can do these characters the way he wants to do them and not feel constrained to the source material, because with this version of the squad, there is no source material. Let's move into CW's Supergirl. First season on CW. They were on CBS last year. Ends up making the jump to the CW. I might check it out just because of how much it'll play a role in the rest of the universe that is going down on CW. But we got our first look at the new Superman on Supergirl, and I'd like to know what you think about that. How do you feel? Was this cat's name Tyler whatever? Tyler something or other. He was on Teen Wolf or something like that?
I didn't watch the first season. So, you know what?
No, like, this is his first time showing up.
So I'm saying for me to watch this show at all, because it looks like straight up trash. Like, I mean, it looks like the corniest, worst written show I've ever seen. Like, and that's just from the trailers. Obviously, I haven't seen an episode, so I could be completely wrong. But from what I've been hearing, I'm not.
You're not.
So that's why it got canceled and moved to CW. But basically, the only way I'm going to watch the show is if they tie it into Flash.
And they will with the new writing team that's on board.
Especially because she and Flash like have already had on-screen time together.
That was the only episode that I watched beginning to end was the Flash-Supergirl crossover. Yeah. And it was very awesome to see the interaction between her and Barry was just awesome. Yeah, it felt like a comic.
That Grant Gustin dude's great. He's a great Flash, man. He really
super
is.
Super good.
Yeah. That's kind of the only thing that's going to make me hesitate about Ezra Miller. Is because we've already seen 3 seasons of a really good version of Flash on the TV show.
So what is your final thought then on the new suits for the new Superman? I have to say it reminds me a ton of the Lois and Clark New Adventures of Superman, Clark Kent.
Yeah, the hair too, man.
Suit.
Ding, ding, dude. Yeah.
Like the cape, the colors are much darker than on Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
Right.
Which Dean Cain,
yeah. He just turned 50, by the way.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday, Dean Cain.
Yeah, it doesn't look older than 35. He is the greatest Superman we've seen so far, in my opinion. Sorry, Chris Reeves fans. Dean Cain was the big blue Boy Scout.
Dean Cain was rad.
That belt is whack.
Super whack. Yeah, the gold trim is unnecessary.
Didn't need that.
Like the gold holding the cape down, bro, mm-hmm. unnecessary. And when you see him in the behind-the-scenes shots, it almost looks like that suit was made for somebody else because you could see that there's loose padding for the muscles.
Huh.
So it feels a little hokey to me, but I'm cautiously optimistic.
Like the rest of the Supergirl show?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Very hokey.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
I feel like if they didn't have that, though, it would be too similar to the movie version. Like, because the movie version is really sleek, right? So if you don't have something else on there, then it's essentially just the movie version.
It looks like the current Superman suit is made out of like Louis Vuitton wallet leather.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
That's good Italian leather.
Yeah, it's like a weird perforated, like strange pattern of leather. It's interesting.
I watched the special features on Batman vs. Superman last night, and they talked about the suit and how like Zack Snyder actually put Kryptonian in the suit. So like the little like weaving parts that go around the suit, like that's actually Kryptonian language that like says a Joseph Campbell quote or something like that.
That's so Zack Snyder.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, next level.
Crazy.
He's so good at burying Easter eggs. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Real quickly, let's talk about Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
Possibly joining the DC Entertainment Universe. He was on Geeking Out with Kevin Smith. Obviously, we know Ben Affleck, his bestie, his bro, doing big things for DC. Matt Damon has expressed interest finally after years of being asked, would he ever do a superhero movie? Just a couple weeks ago, he finally said, you know what? I feel like I'm at that point in my career where, I could probably do that and do it really well.
I'd like to make a lot of money and not really have to work
super
hard.
And have a multi-film contract to where I know I've got work lined up for the rest of my life as long as I want it.
At least for a good amount of time. And if he can, you know, if he can occupy a beloved character space, then he's in good shape.
Kevin Smith had Matt Damon read several pieces of dialogue from different characters who are not yet in DC films, but will hopefully be there someday. One of them, Guy Gardner, which we believe is going to make his debut in the Lantern Corps movie. But the other one was the Emerald Archer, Green Arrow, not just any Green Arrow, the Green Arrow from Frank Miller's Dark Knight.
Hmm.
And I got to say, Matt Damon kind of nailed it. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, man. If this ends up becoming a role for him, Ben Affleck will be the guy to give it to him.
Oh, you got audio and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're good.
You play what's a quasi-superhero in these movies. So what I did was I pulled some single lines from some characters that you could easily fit into.
Awesome. Okay, perfect.
All right, here we go. The first one is Guy Gardner, the belligerent Green Lantern who once got in a fight with Batman, and Batman took him out with one punch.
Scoose me, screw loose?
Excuse me.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, that's an okay.
Excuse me. Guy Gardner's talking about
excuse me, screw loose, but the name's Guy Gardner, the one true Green Lantern. And when it comes to wielding power, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Dude, I'm hard. That's unbelievable. Okay, let me grab one more. Green Arrow from Dark Knight Returns. So this is an old, grizzled Green Arrow who the
that
government
more like me, yeah, the old and grizzled.
Yeah, the government is going to has been trying to capture him for years. Batman's on the wrong side of the law at this point, so Green Arrow has lost his arm. Presumably, Superman took his arm off.
You know what? I shouldn't read it once. I should just go for it, right?
You should.
I only have one arm, right? Let's do
this. This is a man who commits. This is why everybody wants to work with him. Ready? Here we go. Go.
And they've been covering me, just like they covered up my escape. Sure, they'd love to frost me. When it all comes down, I want a piece of them. A small piece will do. For old time's sake, you know. It still hurts when it's cold.
Yes!
Absolutely.
Yes, we will bump up.
Everybody else had the same reaction he did, by the way.
This...
Man, so good as Green Arrow. Fully commits to it, goes ahead, drops an arm, tucks it into his shirt.
By the way, I'm just imagining the memes that if he actually does end up playing Green Arrow and is with Affleck as Batman, I'm just imagining the memes from like Dogma and Jay and Silent Bob compared to like Batman and Green Arrow. Kevin Smith bringing the fam back together,
dude,
man.
Dude, okay, if they're ever on screen together and they do something really incredible and somebody starts in with, whose house? Ron's house. Say what?
Dynamite drop it. Boss Logic, graphic designer extraordinaire, actually did a workup of what Matt Damon would look like as Green Arrow. And tell me that is not the most badass Green Arrow you have ever laid eyes upon.
Applesauce, bitch.
Bro. That's so funny. But that to me, right there, is Green Arrow.
That is pretty lit.
He did kind of mess up by letting him have both arms, but other than that, I'm not tripping.
Right. We're not going to get one arm Green Arrow anyway.
Be awesome if we did, though. Mm-hmm. We already got us a grizzled,
that'd be like
world-weary Batman.
That's true. That'd be like the third Green Arrow movie.
Man, Hawkeye is whack compared to him. Huh?
So whack. So Hawkeye's whack. Bitch.
Wait, what's that? I saw a story circulating. I didn't actually read it, though. Like, Renner asked
that's
them. Like, Renner shot a scene. Thanks, man. Renner shot a scene in Avengers where he, like, faked dying.
Yes.
Just so they had the option to kill
bring
him
back
off or something.
Yes.
Or, like, did he not want to make the movies anymore?
He has been very.
He just messing around.
No, he's been vocal about his distaste for how he's being used in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The dude is.
He's whack.
In maybe 10 minutes of every movie.
Yeah.
Whereas you got all these other guys, even Black Widow to an extent.
Black Widow's in like all of the movies. It's like she's like the tying force.
And she's badass at it. Scarlett Johansson to me is one of, if not my favorite female action star. Gal Gadot is actually slowly taking that over, and I'll save my full outcome on that based on Wonder Woman. Yeah. But right now, there's nobody that's topping ScarJo.
Yeah, I'm in on that one.
When we get that solo Black Widow movie, take all my money, Hollywood. Give it to Marvel. Let's do that.
Did you think she was good in Age of Ultron when she, you know, she's talking about like her love for Hawkeye? And like the kind of the bond that she wants to kind of forge with him.
Wait, Hawkeye or Hulk?
Hawkeye.
Okay.
Hulk.
It was Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because she like has longtime friends with Hawkeye.
Yes.
And the family.
They've been agents together.
I gotta stop smoking weed. It's getting ridiculous.
I will say
confirmed. Beefcake smokes weed and goes sees movies.
I will say
hashtag sources.
I enjoy her much better when she's working directly with either Sam L. Jackson or Chris Evans. I feel like the rapport that she's got on screen with Captain America. Awesome. So awesome. Watching them together, yeah, man, I dig it. I see the look on your face, Beef. Like, there's some agreement there.
Did you think she was going to be good going into it?
No.
Like, when you saw her cast?
No.
I didn't really either.
No.
Yeah.
I had never seen her do action before.
Yeah. I mean, like, she had been in, like, The Island and stuff like that before. I mean, that's just a lot of running around and crap like that.
Yeah.
I think she did a fine job. I didn't have any negative thoughts going into it.
Right, like, she's a decent actress, but, like, going into a superhero movie, I don't know.
All right, gentlemen, before we jump into my pull list for the week, we've got one final story to talk about, and that is Jared Leto says that he is ready to fight Batman. He hopes that Ben Affleck's Batman and his Joker get to do a lot more films together. How do you guys feel about that? I know, keep in mind, we have not seen Jared Leto yet as Joker, and the reviews are less than kind so far.
Jared Leto is kind of an asshole.
Like in real life?
In real life. Right. And I think that that may be a barrier for him in terms of working with bigger Hollywood acts. I mean, all his method acting, for all the good it does for a film, I think each time he does that, it mortgages some of his credibility with the people in Hollywood who don't want to deal with that stuff. I mean, it's a process. I think some people understand it, and they wrap their heads around it and go, okay, good for you. You're trying to make this movie as good as you can. But he burns bridges every time he does that because of just how he acts off screen, especially when he's being somebody like the Joker, who is just a dyed-in-the-wool crazy jerk.
Mm-hmm.
He acts that way around other people, and I think they kind of hold it against him after a while, and he kind of has to, you know, go back into his music for a bit and let some of that
die down.
Yeah, some of that die down, that hatred.
That's essentially the rep Daniel Day-Lewis gets too, because he does that for his movies and just makes people, and he's a method acting, yes. They call it. Like he just makes people mad the entire time, and they're kind of just like, okay, you win Academy Awards, you're like the best actor of our generation, I guess I'll put up with it, but I really can't stand you as a person. I really don't want to make movies with you.
Well, because there's other people that can get it done without having to do that. Well, yeah. Be jerk-offs to people.
Prime example, Terminator Salvation, Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Method acting, the dude tripped on homeboy about the effing lights.
About the lights.
Yeah. Wrong. I will say, you are dead on about how far Jared takes his method acting. Because just at the Suicide Squad premiere that they live streamed, every one of the cast members kept referring to him as Mr. J, the Joker. Like, nobody called him Jared or Jared Leto.
Like, they're in the habit.
Like, they are still very much in character. Because he, anytime he's doing the Suicide Squad press or whatever, from what they're saying, he's in character the entire time. He might not have his costume on, but he's still, even when he's answering questions and things like that, he still has that Joker mentality.
Here's the deal. We can't judge him as the Joker yet because we haven't seen him as the Joker yet. So I'll reserve judgment until tomorrow, I guess.
And with the tattoo that I have of him, as girthy as it is as the Joker, let's hope it's good.
It better be.
Because Ben Affleck really saved my ass. That movie was not the greatest, but he was awesome as
Batman.
You should
tell people that you have an asshole tattooed on your leg.
People are like, I want to see it. I'm like, you're looking at it.
Yeah, right here. You seen Jared?
It even says damaged on it.
Yeah.
We'll see. I hope he's great.
I can't wait to do that Suicide Squad review tomorrow. We will get that up there on the iTunes and Audio Boom for you to check out. All right, let's go ahead and jump into Rock's pull list and see what new comics I grabbed on this new comic book day. First up, we got Aquaman number 4, part of the DC Rebirth storyline. If you're not reading the Aquaman books yet, get your life together and do better at it. Pick up Aquaman. It is tremendous. Superman number 4, again, another Rebirth title. They're all Rebirth books today for the most part. Suicide Squad Rebirth number 1. If you are planning on seeing Suicide Squad, I would strongly suggest heading out to your local comic book shop and picking up Suicide Squad Rebirth number 1, because this is the same squad that you will see in theaters. Also new, we've got Nightwing number 2 from the DC Rebirth line, Justice League number 2 from the Rebirth line, and I've got Harley Quinn number 1 from DC's Rebirth. I am so excited to read this book. I've never picked up a Harley Quinn solo book before until today. Actually, that's a lie. I don't know if you recall or not, but a couple of years ago, as like a 420 edition, there was that scratch and sniff weed cover of Harley Quinn. So I do have that. I actually bought like 10 different copies because I knew it would end up selling out pretty quickly. Only got 2 books left on my pull list this week. We got Green Arrow number 4. I absolutely love that when they did the Green Arrow Rebirth books, they came out swinging with Green Arrow and Black Canary. Just getting them together as quickly as they did, awesome way to start the book. And last but definitely not least on this new comic book day, part of DC's Rebirth, it's Batman number 4. Got to see what's going on with Gotham and Gotham Girl this week. However, I do got to suggest that you change up their names. Those names are kind of terrible unless they play some kind of role later on in the series that I just don't know about yet, which would be awesome. Sign me up for that. That is my pull list for the week. That's the new comics in stores today. I love new comic book day each and every Wednesday, so make sure you go grab your new books. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes today or Audio Boom. That way you never miss an edition of Rock's Comic Conversations. I'll put up a new podcast each and every Wednesday. And yes, every now and then we will have special edition podcasts. Like tomorrow, I'll have a spoiler-free and a spoiler-filled review of Suicide Squad up on iTunes for your listening pleasure tomorrow. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat at Rock On Air. That's ROC On Air. Beef, where can they find you at?
Don't. No, you can find me on Twitter at Beefcake Rocks and Instagram as well.
Braga, can we find you anywhere?
I'm nowhere. I got some very good reasons for not being on Twitter, because it almost lost me my job here. So
is that right?
We're not doing Twitter anymore.
Okay.
You don't find me. I'm like beef.
Please,
don't find me.
Find
me
in
the
streets. Find me,
find me in the streets.
Dude. Alex is just trying to make America great again.
Oh, that is the wrap on the first edition, first episode of Rock's Comic Conversations. Thanks, Beef. Thank you, Braga. I'll talk to you later.